What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, hit it.
Chris Rongi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
You know who it is.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called The Show.
On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
What's up, dudes? Can ladies be dudes?
Yeah. You know what? I am the person that uses the universal guys. Like, hey, guys.
Yeah, that's fine.
What's going on, guys? Guys is universal.
Actually, a new thing with the youngs today is dudes calling ladies bro. Happens a lot. You hear it a lot, bro. Like to the girlfriends, they say, hey, bro.
But they kind like of weird. Use it, but not to, they're not doing it to purposefully antagonize them. They're just saying bro.
They're just saying it, yeah. It's a little strange.
I think because my worlds tend to be mostly guys, I get called bro, dude, and guys all the time. But I'm a big fan of guys. I like just saying, not guys, the phrase guys.
Hello.
Hello.
I knew it.
Hello, gentlemen.
I knew it.
I'm a huge fan of guys.
I'm a
it's
Christian
true.
Homeschool person.
I love men.
I love guys. wait, what?
I like okay. guys too. It just sounds so random. Like anybody.
Hey, anyway. Visit, if you got thoughts on Amy's love life, 314-43. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Text
gentlemen.
In. 314-436. No, wait, hold on.
Yeah, Ron.
I take that back.
Ron.
Do not.
He's
text
a little
in.
Sleepy and crabby. He didn't think that through.
Yeah, do not text Amy today.
Yep.
If you're going to text into the show, it's got to be topic specific, okay? 314-436-7900. Call that number to text call. Odyssey app voice messages. We'll need your input today. We got a topic coming up we would like to get your thoughts on. Mm-hmm. So get the Odyssey app and send us a voice message that way. Watch us on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter. We are on Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
After 3,200 union workers rejected a proposal from Boeing here in St. Louis, the expectation is that 3,200 people will be going on strike.
And guys, they lied to us. The heat wave. The heat wave.
Infuriating to me.
Not over. They extended it through Tuesday. Oh no, wait.
It's Wednesday now.
They extended it through Wednesday. Yeah.
All right, so we'll get to Wednesday and they'll say, actually, yeah. Thursday. It's going to be hot as hell through Thursday now.
I think they're doing it to soften the blow.
First, it was Thursday of last week.
I know.
How does this keep getting extended?
Yeah.
Also,
guys, this heat dome's a lot bigger than we thought.
Damn. Cardinals split the series with the Padres. There were some fireworks in the game, too.
Oh, yeah.
A little scuffle.
Manny Machado
yeah.
was mad.
And John Jay. And Pete Alonso called him a rat on social media.
He did.
So,
well, he used the emoji. Yeah.
So there is the series split and the trade deadline is coming up and The Cardinals made a trade already.
And?
Eric Fetty. This happened yesterday.
Oh, yeah. After the game. Sorry. Yeah. I thought there was another one today.
So they traded Eric Fetty to the Braves for cash considerations or a player to be named later.
Totally thought cash was his first name at first.
Yeah. The last name's considerations. They put it on the jersey. Come on, dude.
Well, there's a lot of guys named Cash.
There are like two. Well, one of our coworkers' sons named Cash.
Head
and
of
that's
the FBI.
All I know. Oh, spelled different.
Yeah. I think there's a singer whose son's name is Cash. At any rate, cash considerations, not a guy. Speaking of guys, I just want to put a cap on this conversation about saying, hey, what's up, guys, or bro, or dude. I think that's just our vernacular now. It's what people say. I will tell you, I get the biggest high from, again, this is such a dorky story, but when you're included in the boys. So, and what I mean by that is every now and then, especially when I was faster and you're doing a workout with the Forest Park Track Club and the Wash U guys go running by in the opposite direction and they call you out and say, let's go boys, nice work boys. And when I'm included in that group, even if you're like broken up, right, where it's just me and another guy and they go, good work boys, to me, that's like the ultimate compliment. Because they're not complimenting everybody. You got to be a certain level of fast. That was like the high that I'll ride is when I get included in the Let's Go Boys.
So
that's it. That's the end of my story.
Okay. Well, you're we get it, Amy. You're very fast.
Well, no. I'm just saying I'm not sensitive with the hey guys or hey bro. I think that's just how people talk.
I honestly don't think 95% of people are.
So if you're a guy and you say good job guys, oh, and lady, you don't need to do that. A lot of guys do
you
that.
You can if you want. You don't have to.
But you don't have to. But I appreciate the effort.
I don't think most people are upset by
it. Okay. So last night, Ronj at the factory was Adam Wainwright's Big League Bash benefiting Big League Impact. We talked to Michael Steinberg.
On Friday,
On Friday about the factory. And I went and it was a ton of fun. A lot of great country music. I met Joanna Cotton, who sang before Adam Wainwright took the stage. She is the female voice on all of those Eric Church albums. She was the female voice on all of his concerts. She traveled with him. Really, really good. So that was some great quality music. Ali Marmol was there, had nice words to say about you.
He better have.
And Tom Ackerman.
What the hell? Yeah, Tom
Adam Wainwright and Tom Ackerman.
What is wrong with you?
I think I'm having a stroke.
Tom Ackerman?
New superhero.
Like, you did not do that on purpose.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, so Tom Ackerman and Bernie. Because we know Ollie loves doing the Gas House Gang Tuesdays.
No, and I want to tell everybody, I brought up the Gas House Gang. I said, I'm the person that leaves the studio before you guys join on Tuesdays, and he said, I love doing it. I said, well, people love hearing it. He said, good, because I love to answer all the questions. He likes the hard questions. He likes that the three of you, Bernie, Tom, and you are all very different. Mm-hmm. He's like, you all come at it from different angles, and he appreciated that, so he had kind words to say, which was pretty awesome. And I'll also say that the factory is a really cool venue. I got to go back in the
catering. Is it your first time?
Well, no. I've been to the factory, but I've never been in the back.
Yep.
Looking at the green rooms and the catering. And I was talking to Miriam, who works in the catering room at the factory, which again is awesome. They've got like not only great food, but like candy and soda for everybody. And she said one of the first bands or artists that she met was Marshmello. The guy with the head.
Yeah, he's a DJ. DJ. Yeah.
She said he came back, was super nice, took his marshmallow head off, said he was super nice, and he loved the factory and couldn't believe
how great
the room was. The catering room and the green rooms. Yeah. Which is kind of funny.
Marshmallow. I like Dead Mouse. I'm a big Dead Mouse guy.
Is it because you want to read
it? Because I love the helmet thing that he wears. Yeah. The mouse helmet. Mm-hmm. I love that thing.
Well, do you like, oh my gosh.
Mm.
The guys that sang Get Lucky, they wear helmets.
Daft Punk.
They look like a bobsled team. Do you like them?
Yeah, I think they are. They're interesting.
I loved all the memes.
They've been around a long time too.
About the,
well, then again, so is Dead Mouse.
Olympics and how like you can't prove that Daft Punk isn't the French bobsled
team.
Which is pretty funny. At any rate, so here's the thing with Big League Impact. I just want to give them give them some love because they do great work. And this was a fundraiser for Big League Impact. They're doing work here in St. Louis and, of course, across the globe. And I was talking to several of the people at Big League Impact who help run the organization. They said Cardinals players always show up big, for Big League Impact. Tons of members of the team were there last night to support Adam Wainwright, a great cause. Steven Matz, Ryan Helsley were doing like fan photos and autographs. I think, I don't know if it was autographs or just photos, which was very cool. But it got me thinking because you see these guys, right, just out and about, maybe with their families.
You know, just real quick, I've noticed this with sports teams, professional sports teams. Usually the teammates, they if there's a charity that one of the guys is involved in, they come out.
They come out, man.
I worked for this sports agency right out of college here in St. Louis. We did a thing with the Rams. It was a bowling charity event, and everybody showed up. Everybody was there. And it was for Ricky Prohl and Orlando Pace, and the entire team showed up.
So I was talking to Tiffany with Big League Impact, and she said, she goes, it's incredible how the team shows up. And she said, you know, even today, it's hot. It's a tough loss, right? It was a tough game. But lo and behold, the guys start filtering in, you know, during this event. She said one time, you know, their last event, they had 30 members of the team and the coaching staff show up.
Yeah.
30. And a lot
That's
of them,
almost everybody.
And I was like, well, how many people are on there?
Yeah, 26-man roster, and then you got the coaching staff. That's damn near everybody.
And it was like they didn't just step in, say nice job, and leave. They had their families. They were dancing on the dance floor to Adam Wainwright's music. They were visiting with people. And here's my issue now. This is what I have a hard time with. I wish that most athletes were jerks, like Barry Bonds, because it's pretty much universally known, right?
Oh,
I never met him.
One of the worst.
This is just what I've heard. So maybe he's nice.
I've not met him, but universally in the stories you hear about him,
I think it is easier to talk about a jerk playing great than it is to talk about a really nice guy
playing poorly.
Yes, who's struggling. Because here's the thing. We've been hard on the Cardinals team this year. As you need to be. You need to be honest. And you bring up certain players and go, this guy is terrible. Why is he on the team? And then you see him out at a charity event when he's got to be exhausted with a bunch of little kids dancing on the floor, you know, with his family and his kids and other players' kids. And you're like, oh my gosh, this is just a guy. This is like a dad and a husband.
Of course. Yeah.
And he's struggling. And I've been mean. And I can't handle it. I just wish they were all mean. It would be so much easier.
Well, then you wouldn't be a fan. This is what it means.
I know it's hard,
to be
though.
A passionate fan about your team. And that passion shows up in different ways. For some people, it is just outright support, no matter what, optimism, pie in the sky stuff. But for others, it's, I want you to win, and I want you to do everything you can to win, and if this guy stinks, I want him off my team, because I want my team to win, because winning is fun, and it's the whole reason I watch this thing.
But it's so hard, because it's easy to look at the guys as numbers, numbers on a jersey, or their statistics, and you're like, this guy's terrible, take him out, and then you see him with his little three-year-old, and he's wrangling a toddler, and he's, dancing with his son or daughter and his wife. And you realize, oh, my gosh, this is just a guy. It's just a guy. And I've been so mean to this guy.
Yeah, man, you are you and your family are super adorable. You stink at baseball. So, is that what you did?
Is it? No, but what I want to say is it is so much easier when the guy's a jerk, when you don't like him.
Of course.
Or at least when he is a jerk to publicly. But, man... It's hard. I mean, didn't you ever struggle? Like, because I'm sure you knew guys on the White Sox
personally,
and knew that some of these guys gave to charity, helped people out, were great fathers.
Yeah.
And now you got to go bash them on the radio.
Well, I never bashed anybody. There was one time I was just telling the story to somebody. There's a guy, leadoff hitter, Scott Podsednik. He played for the Brewers, played for the Sox, played somewhere else too. And Scott, we were doing a show, and he was really good for them when they won the World Series, and the next couple of years, not so great, dropped off quite a bit. And, you know, post-game callers were over him a little bit. And they would say, I remember one call said, this guy needs to be come off the bench. He needs to be a part-time player. And I was like, yeah, you know, maybe that's something the team can consider. And the very next day in the dugout, he's coming out of the tunnel. He goes, Ron, part-time player? Come on. He's from Texas. I was like, I didn't say it. Another guy said it. But you have to be careful how you say to people you see every day.
Yes. And then, like, this guy's digging wells and, you know, providing water for people in Haiti and doing stuff in Nicaragua and with his son. And you're like, I just said mean things about this guy on the radio.
Well, you're a bad person. That's why you did it.
This is why I'm not doing it. This is why I no longer am talking baseball.
We have been kicking around this idea, and I guess it's something that we talk about a lot, just, you know, amongst each other, not really on the air. How do you feel about St. Louis?
Like, and why do you live here?
Yes, why? Do you have a love-hate relationship with this city, with this area? Tell us about it. 314-436-7900. We're going to talk about it when we come back on KMOX.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Chris Ronji, Amy Marks scores with you. All right, so as Ronj said earlier, the conversation is, why do you live in St. Louis? Is it a love-hate relationship? Do you love St. Louis? Would you move if you could? Are you going to move? Do you plan on moving? This is a conversation that I think a lot of St. Louisans have all the time, but it was pretty prevalent this weekend. A lot of people going on vacation, but more specifically, a lot of my friends who aren't from here went home, right? They go home for a couple weeks for the summer, and then they come back, and not huge fans. Some of them are not huge fans of St. Louis. And I want to add this, though. Remember, they're not from here. Their family and friends are in another town. Right. So home will always be special to you. So we would feel the same way, right? If your family and friends and you grew up in a different city and you had to move here. But it did just get me thinking, because you kind of have this outsider's perspective of like, ugh, the weather. You know, like, if you're, just to give this person a little bit of credit and what you might understand where you're coming from. If you were raised and grew up in San Diego, where it is literally perfect all weather all the time, and you're on the beach, and your family are all in San Diego, and your friends are all in San Diego, but you had to come here for work, it's understandable that you would be rather begrudging living here, right?
Yeah.
Because you're not from here.
Yeah.
And it's also perfect weather. So they were complaining about how when they were home, no one talked about the weather because it's just nice every day. And here, we love to talk about the weather because it's the worst.
It is.
Yeah. And I'm from St. Louis. I say this as someone who's from St. Louis and has always said it's the people, right? The family, mm-hmm. the community. You're kind of interesting. You're from the St. Louis area, but you spent a long time in Chicago, which is still Midwest, but it's a big city.
So I left, you know, after high school, went to college, Central Illinois. And so I spent of the last 20 years, I've spent most of it somewhere else. And just having come back, it felt a whole lot different when I came back. When I moved back here in 2017, it just felt a whole lot different than it did in 2002. You know, back then, it was all I really knew other than going to college.
Like, it
right?
felt different because you were different.
Either I was different or the city had changed. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah.
You know,
a little of both.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably a lot of both. And I have always said this, that I don't, and I hate to say this, but I don't know if I was not from here.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I would like it here.
But that's fair. That's fair because it's not home.
Well, I mean, for me, it is. And I think that's why, because there is a nostalgia to growing up here, mm-hmm. to loving living here, to this being my home for the first 20 years of my life. And I will always love it. I'm always going to love St. Louis. I'm always going to think there are good things about St. Mm-hmm. Louis. And underrated things about it. But it's the kind of city that sometimes makes it difficult to love, because I think we get in our own way a lot in various ways. Like we could improve in many ways, and I think we just kind of consistently shoot ourselves in the foot. And that's part of my big frustration with this area.
So quick note, we want to hear from you. Colonel Rippard is watching on YouTube and he said, I grew up in the city. I lived there as an adult, moved out to Fenton 3 years ago. Is that still St. Louis? Yes.
Yeah, we're talking about the
area. St. Charles, yep. West County, South County, even the Metro East, mm-hmm. right? And I do think in some ways this expands to the Midwest as a whole, but we're talking about the entire St. Louis region. And we want to hear from you. 314-436-7900. Call or text. You can leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. This is a conversation when I first joined KMOX with the Charlie Brennan Show, gosh, 6 years ago now. We had this conversation because Charlie knew a couple people from here who retired. And the first thing they did when they retired was they got out of Dodge. They moved. Mm-hmm. They moved to Colorado, you know, and I think that's also a big, I think a lot of St. Louisans do move to Colorado, by the way, if they have the opportunity. So I just want to hear from you. Do you have a love-hate relationship with this area? Do you plan on moving from this area? What do you love about it? Why are you here? Would you choose to live here? We want to hear from you.
Because, and I think one of the reasons this is a good question is, other than people who married somebody from here, mm-hmm. I don't know a whole lot of people who came from somewhere else just to live here. Usually it's they were here for some reason, or they met somebody from St. Louis in college and they ended up coming back because that person's family was here and wanted to be close, work. But usually it is, you don't meet a lot of people who just say, I wanted to move to St. Louis and so I did. We would like to hear from you, as Amy said. Voice messages on the Odyssey app as well. Feel free to send those our way. We want to hear from you. It's Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX asking you the question, if you have a love-hate relationship with St. Louis, and that includes the whole area, suburbs, east side, wherever you are in the St. Louis area, do you have a love-hate with it? Or do you just love it?
Why
or
do you,
do you just
here?
Hate it?
Why do you live here? Well, are you going to stay living here?
Tell us what you are experiencing in this city. 314-436-7900. David in Brentwood is with us on KMOX. Hi, David.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's up?
I was just commenting that it's amazing how we in the St. Louis area love to beat ourselves up. If you're on a job interview, you're not going to talk bad about yourself. You're going to talk about how good you are. We don't seem to do that in the St. Louis area. We just seem to complain about crime, about no jobs, etc. But you know what? We're really not that different than many other areas. We have so many good things to talk about. And for me, let's just change the narrative. I live in Brentwood. I'm the mayor of Brentwood. You're never going to hear me say anything bad about Brentwood. I'm always out promoting the city of Brentwood, all the cool things about Brentwood. And that's how we should be for the St. Louis region.
Yeah, thank you for calling. And I think, too, like, this is the whole St. Louis region, so this definitely not a crime conversation, just more about living here in St. Louis. It's almost a
amenities.
It's almost a Midwest conversation because I would say this is how I would put it. And thank you so much for calling in and listening.
David Dimmitt, the mayor of Brentwood.
Thank you, Mayor.
He's been on the show with us.
Yes. I agree with the narrative and we're hard on ourselves, but I feel like we're the only ones
who are allowed to.
Yes.
Yeah, because I get very defensive.
Yes.
I get very defensive of St. Louis when somebody from outside, and I get it a lot with my Chicago friends
when
or
they put us down.
California. Yeah. Yeah. I get that a lot.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, go to hell.
Yes. That's exactly.
You have your own problems.
Only St. Louisans are allowed to have this conversation. And again, we're talking about the whole St. Louis area. And I asked Ranj earlier, I said, is this a St. Louis conversation or a Midwest conversation? Because I will say this, we've got not to put other people down, but we have a whole lot more than Omaha. Like
our
arts, our sports, not to mention, the history and the zoos and everything, the hospitals, the music scene, the food scene, right? So Omaha could ask themselves this question, right? You're not a big, sexy city. You're Omaha. Well, St. Louis has so much more to offer. at the same time, really wish St. Louis would be more like Indianapolis, right? And get it together, lean into sports, lean into conventions, lean into something, because somehow Indianapolis has figured it out. They're hopping. Their downtown is hopping more than ours is.
I do think in a lot of ways, being an NFL city helps. I think it helps your profile as a city. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much it's doing for Jacksonville, Florida, but I think it could help a place like St. Louis a whole lot more. You know, just the narrative changes a little bit. It's not everything, obviously. I don't think getting an NFL team suddenly makes you a contender.
Yeah.
Right. It's just a thing that if that league has chosen you, then it's very likely you're a big town. Right. So I think that could have helped a little bit Indianapolis. And that's the reason I brought it up is they've got the Colts there. They got a brand new stadium that's there with they've got a good convention center so they can hold all of these different events. You know, what's interesting is I have I would say the majority of people I know who are from somewhere else and live here or did live here, I would say the majority of them don't have a favorable opinion of this place. I have one friend, I may have told you this before, who he had moved here from California.
Mm-hmm.
And he was job searching. His wife is from here. They met at Mizzou. And so that's how one of the reasons he ended up here, also for a job. And when he was looking for a job, he had two prospects, Nashville or St. Louis. And when they were talking to their friends in California about the move and the prospects of moving, and she, the wife, is going to go wherever he goes, she can work anywhere. All of their friends said, well, if you move to Nashville, we'll come visit. But if you move to St. Louis, then forget it. Because there just wasn't any interest, and that's how the outside sees us.
Mm-hmm.
However, I have a couple of friends from Chicago who love it here. And they don't love it here because they met somebody and they want to be where their family is. They just like the city.
So it's so interesting that you say that. We won't come visit you if you live in St. Louis. I wish that were a one-off, but I've had that experience too because people don't want to waste, quote unquote, waste their vacation time, waste their days off.
Right.
They're like, we'd rather meet you in a neutral location.
That we
consider to be fun to meet you in St. Louis, which I take offense to because, again, we're the only ones that get to talk about St. Louis. You can't talk about it. I also have a brother-in-law who lived in Manhattan for I don't know how many decades, and he has moved here for his wife, my sister, loves it. Loves driving to the store, loves all the space they have, loves the yard, loves going to Home Depot, loves doing, you know, stuff around the house. And some of that is because it's hard to live in New York. New York is awesome, but it's hard, right? It's crowded, it's busy, it's expensive. He would only, all of his groceries were just what you could carry.
Right.
So he's loving the St. Louis County life. And also his, you know, wife is here, you know, extended family. So there's that side of it. I think we've talked about Blues alumni and Cardinals alumni who choose to live here or keep a home here.
John is watching us on Facebook and says, of course, there are lots of things about St. Louis Metro that I wish were different. And there are lots of other places I'd rather live. But you know what? I can't afford to live in most of those places. I can here. Mm-hmm. And I do hear this a lot. And I would really like to know what the actual numbers say about this, because I was just thinking about this yesterday. This is still, and yes, maybe it is cheaper than a lot of other areas. And maybe this is just a reflection of how expensive things are everywhere. But I do, it feels to me like when I moved back here in 2017, I don't feel like it's that cheap here. I don't feel like...
I think
maybe home prices are.
I think we feel like it should be a lot cheaper, but places like the Central West End where you were or Clayton, if you're living in the city-ish area, like city adjacent, it's pretty expensive. It's pretty expensive.
No,
Some would say overpriced.
Yeah.
You know, like Central West End is not cheap.
There's a place I went to in Soulard. I'm not going to name it, but Soulard. I had some had a bite there, and you know, I thought let's take a look at the beverage options. Yeah. And like all the beer was $8.
Yeah.
Like every single one of them.
And what are they in New York right now, though?
That is, I don't know. So maybe it's like 12.
Yeah.
It could be 12, because but 8 is a lot. Still,
it's a lot, but
for
a pint? I do think you, maybe some of your memories like pre-Chicago, right, where St. Louis really was cheaper.
Yeah.
Prices of everything have gone up because like the New York brother-in-law, right?
Right.
It's cheap to him. He can't believe when we go out to eat how cheap it is.
See, that's interesting to me because I sometimes when I go to Chicago to visit my friends, it doesn't feel much different. I don't feel like I'm spending a whole lot more money there, if at all, than when I'm here.
Judy is watching on Facebook and she said that she moved here for work, stayed because of friends. And I will say one of the retirees who moved to Colorado loves it, loves the mountains. But said, I wish I could. He lived in South City. He said, I wish I could pick up my community and bring it with me to the mountains, because it's a different vibe in the mountains. No one's from there. You know, most people move there because they made it big, or they had enough money, or they retired or whatever. And there's something about St. Louisans being, a lot of us, generational St. Louisans.
So that's a lot of it.
There's a familiarity.
Yep.
There's a...
That's the nostalgia I'm talking about.
Yeah, we get it.
Yes.
Like, all St. Louisans get it because all of us have all been here.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you move to a place like Miami, like Colorado, sure, there are people from there, but a lot of transplants. And they don't have that same familiarity. They don't have that civic cohesion that we tend to have because we've all been here.
Right. And that is one of the, and as I said earlier, if I didn't grow up here, I'm not sure how favorable of an opinion I would have of this. I think I would feel like there just isn't much to do. And when I say that, I know there are a million people going, yes, there is. There's this, 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 and this. And that is true. I guess I mean more in the sense that cities that are truly great, in my opinion, they have a heart. They have a central location that is the heart of the entire area. And that central location is hopping. And we just don't have that. So I think it feels like, you know, our heart of the city isn't very strong unless there's a Cardinals game going on or a Blues game or a concert.
I'm going to agree with you and push back in both ways. And the reason why, I am definitely more of a... like the family vibe, you know, the family and kids vibe. And if you are a family and you can move anywhere about the metro area, a house, a yard, whether it's schools, hospitals, churches, sports, you know, leagues, zoos, arts, whatever it is, it's such a great place to be a family and to raise a family. If you are a single 20s, 30s, 40s, looking for nightlife, looking for all of these events that are maybe more adult focused. Well, everything in West County closes at 10.
Right.
You know, well, so for you, it might not be.
Well, so what I would say to that is what you're talking about is that can be done anywhere. You don't have to be close to downtown to raise a family. You can go to Chicago, a pretty big city. You'd have to find a suburb pretty far out, probably a little further than that even, but you could find a cheap suburb to live in, but you would have the proximity of downtown. I think that even if I did have a family, I like the thought of knowing that if I want it, it's there. That it's a 40-minute drive. You know, if I do want to live far enough out, have a family, be away from all the mess, fine, I can do that. But then maybe once or twice a year, I can make my way into the city and I know I have a million things that I can do. I would like that option at least.
Brent is watching on YouTube. Family just moved to Colorado in the last year, he said. I still work in St. Louis and travel back and forth. I dread coming back to St. Louis every time. Live in Boulder area and so much to do, cultural and outside. which is fair. Boulder's expensive. It's I mean, Boulder is really, really popped up. So definitely cheaper to live in St. Louis. But yeah, Brent has his family moved to Colorado, and there's a reason why cities like or states like Colorado, why the coasts like California and Florida are expensive, right? They've got the ocean, they've got the mountains. I missed one up here that is just, Robert said he just had family from Jackson, Wyoming. Well, that's impossible to compare with Jackson, Wyoming. He just had family from Jackson, Wyoming come in this past week. They've never dealt with humidity like this. Otherwise, they loved the food.
Well, the food here is good. I will give St. Louis that. I will also say that you can find really great food just about anywhere. But we do have good food, you know? A message as we hit the break here. It's from Raul, who says, I love St. Louis. You get all the amenities of a big city with the feel of a small town. A lot of people say that.
That is an excellent point. That's an excellent point. Especially when we had the Rams. Gosh, darn it. When we had the Rams and the Blues and the Cardinals and you had the small town feel. Ugh.
Amy Marks Corps, Chris Ranji, continue to give us your thoughts on this matter at 314-436-7900. You can text in, leave a message on the Odyssey app as well. Did you see this, though, is coming up next.
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
Bring it.
Ranj?
Yeah.
Do you think the Ozzie Smith backflip bobblehead brought in a lot of people to Busch Stadium this weekend? Because it was this weekend.
Do I think it did?
Yeah. Well, like a lot of the fans who were there.
I would think so.
I think so too. And apparently, I've never been on radio before. Apparently, the data is showing that it probably did, because bobbleheads are spiking again in popularity, which is weird. Those things are insane. So
I thought they've always... They came back years ago, and I thought they've been back since.
I did too, but apparently this summer, interest in bobbleheads, because there have been some pretty good promotions, one of them being, you know, the Ozzie Smith backwards flip. So promotions for bobbleheads have skyrocketed, and in fact, the Yankees... George Costanza sleeping under his desk bobblehead.
They did that?
Well, no. Oh. It's not even being released until the August 21st game, but it's already on eBay for $1,000. I don't know if people are selling the rights to it, saying, hey, I'll get it. I don't know how this is working.
I didn't know they were doing that.
But it's already on eBay for $1,000, and it is a George Costanza sleeping under his desk bobblehead for the August 21st game. It's supposed to be absolutely insane. The Braves game recently had an Outcast bobblehead.
Oh, really?
And people were in line like hours before the game. Like some people who got there an hour before the game still didn't even get a bobblehead. So it's like through the roof. I bet the backwards or the upside down Ozzie Smith had to have been super popular. Okay, it was Thursday night.
Have we done a Nelly bobblehead before? We must have.
Oh, that's a good question.
At some point, there has to have been one. But I'm really on board with of expanding the bobbleheads, the bobblehead universe, to have bobbleheads of people who are not necessarily players on the team or coaches, to do like a celebrity, to do a George Costanza or Nelly or whatever. I think those are cool. I like that.
The BEU, the bobblehead extended universe, expanded universe.
Uh-huh.
Well, again... The Braves did an Outcast bobblehead, and the George Costanza sleeping under his desk bobblehead that's awesome.
Well, we mentioned...
Oh my gosh. Oh, sorry. No, this might be sacrilegious. But could the White Sox do like a combo Obama and Pope bobblehead?
I don't know.
That would be an awesome bobblehead.
I don't think they ever did an Obama.
Could you do a Pope bobblehead?
I'm sure you could.
I mean, I'm just saying, if you're the White Sox and you have Barack Obama and the Pope, you gotta lean into that. I don't know if it's better. I think they probably have. I don't know if it's bad to have a Pope bobblehead, but why don't you have an Obama bobblehead?
Yeah, if you're Catholic, let us know. Would you be offended by a Pope bobblehead? 314-436-7900. Go ahead and text into the show. Hey, it happened again with a Boeing airline. Something Not good. This is from the Associated Press. Passengers slid down an emergency slide of a smoking jet at Denver International Airport due to a possible problem with the plane's landing gear. It was an American Airlines flight. There was an incident, and it happened on Saturday afternoon, and smoke started to fill the cabin, and people had to leave. There were 173 people on it. Of course, nobody was hurt. I've always wanted to slide down that ramp.
So one lady had a minor injury, and if I'm guessing, it was the lady I saw in the video who like basically bounced down the ramp and like tumbled off of it. Everyone, I don't know why she fell off. I mean, I'm not joking. She slid down the ramp, but kind of crash landed. So I don't know if that was the woman who got hurt.
I don't want to be in an airplane emergency, but I would kind of like to slide down one of those things, you know?
Yeah.
Amy Marks Corps, Chris Ranji. Hour 2 of 3 is coming up next. And a book that's been out for a while has been updated with voices from St. Louis. It's called The Voices of Hockey. Broadcasters reflecting on the fastest game on earth. Interviews with John Kelly, Chris Kerber, Doc Emmerich, and more. We have the author of that book, Kirk McKnight, who joins the show next. 104.1 FM KMOX.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.